I did as she told me. While she was gone, I heard the old woman at the front door greet a man, and then his heavy footsteps ascended the stairs over my head. Soon, someone came down again hurriedly, and the door slid open. I felt panicked for a moment, but it was only Satsu, looking very pale.
Tuesday. We will run away Tuesday late at night, 5 days from now. I have to go upstairs, Chiyo. A man has come for me.
But wait, Satsu. Where will we meet? What time?
I don't know. 1 in the morning, but I don't know where.
I suggested we meet near the Minamisa Theater, but Satsu thought it would be too easy for people to find us. We agreed to meet at a spot exactly across the river from it.
I have to go now, she said.
But Satsu, what if I can't get away? Or what if we don't meet up?
Just be there, Chiyo. I have only one chance. I've waited as long as I can. You have to go now before the mistress comes back. If she catches you here, I may never be able to run away.
There were so many things I wanted to say to her, but she took me out into the hallway and wrenched the door shut behind us. I would have watched her go upstairs, but in a moment the old woman from the doorway had taken me by the arm and pulled me out into the darkness of the street. I ran back from Miyagawa Cho and was relieved to find the Okia as quiet as I'd left it. I crept inside and knelt in the dim light of the entrance hall, dabbing the sweat from my forehead and neck with the sleeve of my robe and trying to catch my breath. I was just beginning to settle down now that I'd succeeded in not getting caught. But when I looked at the door to the maid's room and saw that it stood open a bit, just wide enough to reach an arm through, and I felt myself go cold. No one ever left it that way. Except in hot weather, it was usually closed all the way. Now, as I watched it, I felt certain I heard a rustling sound from within. I hoped it was a rat, because if it wasn't a rat, it was Hatsumomo and her boyfriend again. I began to wish I hadn't gone to Miyagawa Cho. I wished it so hard that if such a thing had been possible, I think time itself would have begun to run backward just from the force of all my wishing. I got to my feet and crept onto the dirt corridor, feeling dizzy from worry and with my throat as dry as a patch of dusty ground. When I reached the door of the maid's room, I brought my eye to the crack to peer inside. I couldn't see well. Because of the damp weather, Yoko had lit charcoal earlier that evening in the brazier set into the floor. Only a faint glow remained, and in that dim light, something small and pale was squirming. I almost let out a scream when I saw it, because I was sure it was a rat, with its head bobbing around as it chewed at something.